Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me here.
It's been a long time, man. 7 years.
7 years. 7 years. Yes, sir.
But you know what? Like the old saying, some things are worth the wait. And I must say, the tracks
absolutely
that we were allowed to receive from you, I've had an opportunity mm-hmm. to go over and, you know, listen to them with a fine tooth comb. And, brother, I must say, I'm thoroughly impressed. And, you know, it's not very easy
wow.
to impress the teddy bear, but I'm...
I know.
Man, I'm going to tell you something, and I mean this with all the sincerity and fiber in my heart. I am so mm-hmm. proud of you, and I mean that in
thank
aspect
you.
That your growth, being more open, because mm-hmm. most... people that don't know Cleveland can be very reserved, very held back
yes.
a little bit.
Very,
very
you
held
got
back.
It spot on.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But seeing this brother's growth over the last couple of years and being more outspoken, especially through social media, it made me feel good. Very rarely, if anyone knows me, I'm very rarely ever on social media. I have too many other things to do. Smoking a cigar, having me a glass of wine, I find those more important than my free time. And seeing
yeah.
some of the things that I've seen where you've been outspoken about the music industry, working
yeah.
with people who mean what they say and say what they mean, and not accepting people or allowing people to use you via quote unquote
mm-hmm.
friendship and allowing people to take advantage of you. So I'm very proud of you. So I must ask,
thank
on
you.
This next, my pleasure, the next journey of Cleveland P. Jones, the follow-up album, Let's Make Love. I want to mm-hmm. talk to you about the process and your growth as an artist
mm-hmm.
and as a songwriter
sure.
from Ace of Hearts to where you are
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel that your songwriting has become more transparent than the first album?
Yes, for sure. I got to say, in regards to this particular album, Let's Make Love, I'm super careful. Let me say this. I'm careful about hurting people, you know, not to hurt people is what I'm saying, or being offensive. But then I realized that, you know, in the days and times where we are now, you know, you have to say something or just say nothing. And I just chose to spoke up about how I see the world. I'm saddened by a lot of things, and I want to write about it. And what better way for me to express myself than through the music that comes directly through me, the vessel, and put it out there and for anybody who's willing to listen. But definitely an improvement of even my writing, my musicality. Ace of Hearts was my first project, of course, and I'm very, very proud of that too. I just took a different method in how to record this time. I feel like I recorded smarter. It was way more, more secluded in recording. And what I mean by that is I recorded everything in my own personal studio vocally. So I had no one to kind of guide me through it. Something that's like, just be as raw and as organic as you can be, you know, just be honest. So what anyone is who listens to Ace of Hearts, but Let's Make Love, you're hearing a very, very organic moment that took place in my own personal, you know, it was very personal. It's personal and it's open, but yeah, I could go on and on about that. So,
well, you know what? There's a big difference between doing something from a organic mm-hmm. perspective than doing something that's contrived. Organic is
exactly.
natural. It just comes mm-hmm. to you. You're vibing with, you're in that particular moment because
yes.
there were some songs that I listened to, and going back to the Ace of Hearts, where I'm mm-hmm. listening to someone pouring out all their emotions, the things that mm-hmm. they've experienced, and sharing it with the world.
Yeah.
And now I've seen, well, you know what? I haven't given up on love. It's beautiful to be
right.
in love. Beautiful to be in love. Love is
yeah.
a wonderful thing. It had me kind of feeling some type of way on Ace of Hearts, mm-hmm. but now, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I've gained a greater appreciation for love. I've gained a greater
yeah.
appreciation for family. And I want to talk
yes.
about family because I know family is very important to you. How do you incorporate
yes.
that kind of special, unique love of family, and you incorporated it in this new album, of course, Let's Make Love?
Yeah, well, actually, the title cut itself, Let's Make Love, it's left open in a way whenever people hear it. And I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot that I should have sent that particular song to you. The thing about that, in fact, but I'm still going to do that anyway. But the thing about that particular track, when people do hear it, it's speaking boldly about the fact that we don't have long here. I mean,
right.
even if you make it to 100, it's not long. And someone can interpret it as let's make love as far as, you know, the physical love itself. And I mean, all that is encompassed in the song, but it is very spiritual. It's kind of heart-wrenching. In fact, I just feel like I feel so compelled that I have to sing you the song. So I will definitely get that to you. But it's really speaking boldly about, you know, we really don't realize that we are truly on borrowed time. But because today is today, we assume how tomorrow is going to be. And it could be, and it's particularly if we're being honest with ourselves, we're looking at the environment that we've always been in. So it's not like some new environment as far as racial tension, as far as, you know, brutality. I mean, it's just a lot that's been going on. And I'm just kind of just yelling it, basically, you know, come on, people. Let's make love instead of all this crap we've been doing to each other. I mean, skin tones are not going to change. It's just what it is. You know, some people are rich, some people are poor, but no one's really better than the other. You know, what are we doing? You know, but we get caught into this, I would say, the big game of life. And keep forgetting, as I say now that I'm in my 40s, I say, gosh, we all keep forgetting that one day we're going to die. And we're not going to take all this stuff with us, but we're so caught into the right now, the flossing of what we have. And, you know, not saying everybody's fake, but there's so many people out there just constantly being something that they're really not, or just trying to catch up and become like. What about the authenticity of you being exactly who you are? And that in itself is a journey, and it's actually good enough. It speaks in that vein. So again, I can keep going. So just stop me.
Not at all. I mean,
yeah.
it resonates, and you know, I find it very interesting. A friend of mine once told me not too long ago. He said, "You know what?" He said, "We're all homeless." I said, "What do you mean we're all homeless?"
Mm-hmm.
"We're all homeless, and we're all just trying to find a way back home."
Yes.
And Lord,
yes.
Mercy.
Yes. Yes. That's good. That's true. Because we don't own this. We don't own the land. We don't own this land. One day we're going to return back to, you know, dust. You know,
yeah.
It's that. I mean, yeah, be have as much fun, live life. But while you're here, be happy in the moment versus just killing people or hurting people just to get ahead. It's sad. It's really sad. And I still come in a space of saying, still there's love, still there's hope. So let's make love. Let's make love, people.
Without question. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We've been joined by singer, songwriter, and producer Cleveland Jones. You wear your emotions for everyone to see, man. And I find it very intriguing where you've been so guarded for so many years, where how have you managed? It's like that old adage, we're supposed to allow things to roll off our back like a duck, like a water or duck to water, so to speak.
Mm-hmm,
and now
mm-hmm.
you're speaking out on the things that bother you. Was it at any time it becomes somewhat a little bit apprehensive where we get a little bit overwhelmed by our emotions? Or say, wow, this is affecting me. I find it better for me to speak out on it instead of just holding it in.
Mm-hmm. Well, in turn, I mean, just in general, yes, get it out. Speak
right.
your mind, speak your heart. But there's a thing. There's a way that you do it. Anything can be said, but if you can say it, if you understand how to speak in a space of love, even for those who are ready to become offended by it, they will take more of a softer approach to how they listen to it, how they receive your words. Your truth is your truth, regardless. And one thing that we all need to face, the reality is that we all have our different truths and beliefs. Be okay with that. I'm not going to see it the way you see it, or maybe I may. But at the end of the day, be respectful enough to listen to someone's heart and versus just shutting them down, not giving them the opportunity to be exactly who they are or again, speak their heart. That's one of the big things that I think that we're missing. We always say, hey, we got to come to the table and have this discussion and make life better. And no one is saying that this is not, life can't be better, but is your heart in the right space when you do come to the table? You know, is it really open? Is the question, you know, because a lot of times we walk to the table already in a biased state of mind. And that's how we don't get a lot of things resolved. So what you're hearing from me is a reflection of what is going on. Like, I am not going to sit here on this interview and pretend that everything is just all right in my head and in my heart
right.
with what I'm seeing on the news, what I'm seeing, you know, next door. You know, it's a lot. It's a heavy world. And I still go back to what the amazing empress, the high priestess, I'm sorry, of music, or is it high empress or high priestess, which is what they call Nina Simone. She spoke of, you know, I'm paraphrasing, of course, you know, how do you call yourself an artist and not write about the times you're in? Like, you know, why do you not tell the truth? You know, and that's how we document, you know, what was going on, like what's going on, you know, her Mississippi Goddamn, all these things. So, you know, be honest in a moment. Do it your way, though. And this is simply my offering. Let's Make Love is my offering to hopefully bring some form of something. Just at least listen. And I think we can make some great things happen if we just listen.
Without question. Well, it definitely resonates through your music. And I must ask, the new album, Let's Make Love, how many tracks are on the album? And mm-hmm. part two of that, how many tracks were left off the album?
Ooh, okay, there was a lot left off. I can truly take that down. Okay, I do, and I'm not going to be the guy who says, oh, yeah, I write all the time. I do not write all the time. I'm right when I'm led. But I do have a lot of tracks that I was like, I might, this should fit in. And then I'll go back and listen to it like as a conglomerate from one track one to 12 and say, that just doesn't, that's kind of a, you just put that in there because I didn't want something that was, how do you say it? Like a floating track or a track that's just kind of a filler. I don't want a filler. Now, somebody will listen to the album and they may find a filler for them, but that's how they hear it. No song on there for me is a filler because I meant everything. But again, that entire album is a collection of music. It is not a specific themed or themed album, you know. And I'll be really, really honest about it, is that when I started doing the album, I really said, you know, I got discouraged, and I was not going to release it due to some things that took place in the, you know, as far as deadlines and getting things done. I kind of lost the taste for the album. And I remember, and I'm going to call her name. Thank you, Algertha Taylor, for saying to me, are you familiar with her? She's amazing. I shouted her out because she told me, I secretly did send her, well, privately, I sent her the entire album before I even released it, and say, hey, this is what I did, but, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do this anymore. And she wrote me back and she said, Cleveland, there's too much brilliance here to not release to the world. And I was just stuck in my feelings because I missed deadlines. I had a certain time that I wanted to get it done, and it just didn't happen. And now that I look back on it, it wasn't supposed to happen when it didn't. Everything happens in its own timing, and that is something we all need to come to the grips and accept, that things happen when they're supposed to happen, and the right timing is when it happens, versus assuming, you know, you know, sometimes we're microwave people. We want it now, the way we want it. And that's not the way it went. So I want to give a huge shout out to Algertha for being that encourager to say, hey, put it out there. Go for it. And I'm not going to lie, it's been a better result than I expected. And I'm just like, wow, I'm still like in a space of just wow. It, you know, from the response in itself. And I have yet to release it digitally. I mean, it's already up for pre-release right now. But just to be where I am now, and have yet to even put it online as far as, you know, it's available. It's just been a beautiful ride, and I want to give a shout-out to every single person under the sound of my voice. Thank you so much for your support and love. It really matters, and I do not take this, and I do not take you for granted.
Well, Cleveland, the time that I had the pleasure of interviewing you, the first thing I said to you, mm-hmm. I said, man, what? You were very critical of yourself. I said, I have
yes.
the pleasure to speak to a lot of artists, great artists over the years. And I said, you're very critical and very hard mm-hmm. on yourself. Now mm-hmm. to know that you had this album sitting there, and at one point you weren't going to release it. And I go back to this great American poet once said, if I'm not mistaken, on his album, he said, patient. Do you remember that artist? He had a song on that.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, it is me. It is me, the artist. This is so good. Thank you for the reminder. Exactly. I have to practice what I preach. Yes.
There you go, my Lord. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Patient, because I had lost a lot of it. I was like, man. I'm done. This is, you know, move on. Let me just go ahead and make a jazz album. Nobody ain't paying me no attention anyway. It's just whatever. And, man, so, yeah, patience. And that's still to this day one of my favorite songs that I yet perform when I do solo shows or opening moments. I still sing that song. So, because it's just, I'm so glad I wrote it. I'm glad I wrote that song. Yeah.
I had to catch you in that one. I said, wait a minute. Now.
You got me. That was good. That was so good. That was real good.
Yes, Lord. Tell us about the Beat Cleavers, my Lord.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I got to give a huge shout out to Key Jam. Key Jam has been my music advisor, and he's been very, very instrumental in keeping me more business-minded. So first of all, huge shout-out to Key Jam, IED Magic. Thank you so much, sir. And he's brilliant. He's brilliant. Okay. He literally sent me a message one day. We'll chat a bit on the phone. We'll chat a bit online or whatever. And he was like, you know, Cleveland, what about the Cleavers? What about, you know, name them the Cleveland, the Cleavers? And I'm thinking about Leave It to Beaver, the show from way back when. And I'm thinking, oh, that's a little too close to Cleavers. I'm like, yeah. But then then I was speaking to another amazing friend of mine, brother, Mr. Michael Wright. And he says, when I mentioned, hey, Cleavers, he wrote in the post, he says, yeah, I'm a big Cleaver. And I was like, the Cleaver. So I combined the two. So shout out to Key Jam for the original idea, and then the BE, Bee Cleaver, to Mr. Michael Wright. So I said, you know what? That is awesome. So it's like a believer. You're a Becleaver. Now, mind you, I'm nobody's God. So let me be very clear, because people say, hey, what are you doing? But I'm actually working on something with that with that title. So, yes, my fans are my Becleavers. My family are my Becleavers. So if you – yeah, that's what it means, and I like it. It feels good. I feel more connected to – you know, I don't have a Beyonce beehive, okay? I know what they call that. But this is the Becleavers, you know? And it feels so good to say that, you know. So for those who want to be a Becleaver, come on, I'm here with you. We're in this together. Yeah.
The feedback has been resounding. I mean,
it
seeing
has.
The comments and the encouragement, and seeing
yes.
that 24 watt smile on your face.
Oh wow!
Letting people know. It is here. It has arrived.
I'm here. I'm excited. I'm here. You know what it was? And I'll speak, you know, I'm always going to tell the truth in this case. You know, like, I was very insecure about getting in front of a camera, but Instagram helped me do that. Like, you know what? Please, this is you, dude. This is where you are. This is the beauty of who you are. This is your beautiful self, your skin, your tooth with the little gap on the side, whatever it is. This is all you, and all of it is amazing. And it was a place of helping me with self, you know, acceptance. Like you said before, I'm quite critical of myself, which a lot of people don't know. But I also have learned throughout time, again, within the course of these 7 years, of the hiatus of releasing something, is to be loving towards myself, to be forgiving of myself, to say, Cleveland, take a breath. It's okay. Life happens, you know what I'm saying, whether it's good or bad. And while you're here, celebrate it all. Go through the pain. Experience the feeling. Hurt, cry, it's okay. So, yeah, getting in front of that camera and saying something to people via, you know, social media, period, is a toughie for me, but I'll then look back at it. So let me tell you this. I do look back at those videos before I actually, you know, of course, I was like, oh, okay, was that okay? Did I say it the right way? You stutter when you were talking. You know, why do your eyes do that? Okay. You know, and something says, and what? That is you, though, Cleveland. And that's a beautiful guy. And I learned to allow that to be exactly what it is and said, put it out there. And I have had friends that I'll say, in fact, I'm going to give a shout out to my wonderful friend, Ms. Trina Broussard. And I showed her the video of that particular one when I was saying, hey, the album is here. I said, I don't know if I should use that or not. She says, Cleveland, this is perfect. And I said, how come? She says, it's personable. It's you. Why would you not put that out there? She says, people like that guy. People like that authenticity of you. And it just, I was like, okay, here we go. All right, let's click post it, and here we are, you know. And people really did and still are responding so well to this. And, yes, I'm overwhelmed because I will be honest. I remember something my mother always said. She said, you know, just hope for the best, but don't expect much, you know. And it kind of saves you from the letdown, but also letdowns are also a part of life. So it's okay to be happy. And if it doesn't go quite the way you want it to, know that this too shall pass. This is not the end. Keep pushing. And me, again, in my 40s now, my perspective of life is so much more, I would say, optimistic, even in lieu of all that we're dealing with. I'm just more optimistic and say, man, if you don't live now, you will miss out. And you're missing out because you chose to. So I put myself in that space to say, go ahead and experience life, ups and downs, bruises, and all the good times. Celebrate yourself. Do it. And there's nothing wrong with it. You know, this year I'm planning my, and I know this is kind of like too much. I'm planning my first vacation. I never go on vacation. Never. I've never gone on a vacation. I've only traveled. People say, you travel a lot? Yeah, but I'm working. So this is the first time I'm getting some R&R, at least planning some R&R for the first time. And I'm excited. So, again, that's a part of the celebration of living and life. Take some time for yourself. And that's what I'm doing. I'm proud. I'm proud of myself,
now,
to be honest.
I believe this.
Yeah.
Without question. And I was curious, I believe this entire album, it to me, from what you just said, the entire album is a direct reflection on where you're at right now in your journey.
Exactly.
You know.
Yes, sir.
God did not bless you with all this talent to be mediocre, Cleveland. you're here for.
I receive that. Thank you. Because I'm telling you, because, and you already know, as an artist, not being at a certain status, or, you know, not being signed to a certain label, which I'm okay without being signed to a label, you know, you just get to a place where you feel like you're pushing and pushing and nothing's happening. And
right.
I am at a place to say, Cleve, but just go ahead. Like, I am so, I'm not in a space of just, I'm settled with life. But I know this is a journey and I'm going on it. But I can breathe a little bit better now and say, I don't have to be the next this person. I don't have to be the next new. You are already enough where you are, even if the masses do not know you. And let me go ahead and give this quick shout out directly to you, Teddy Bear. Is thank you for even this moment of exposure, you know, with people who may not have even heard of who I am. So I'm very, very, very pleased and grateful for this opportunity. So thank you.
Well, you know, I always told you from the beginning, I said, like grandma's cookies, even if they're a little warm, somewhat soft, when it's ready, send it over and we'll get it done like we usually do. It's not a problem. We're here to, man, to give the listeners what they want. We want our R&B music shaken but never stirred. Like,
That's so good. Yeah. Very good.
Absolutely. So one of the tracks that Cleveland has blessed us with is Hold On to Me. Can you tell the listeners about that particular song from the new album?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. To my knowledge, that's track 3 on the album. I think it is. No, track 1 or 2. I think it's track 4. I'm not sure right now. But what I can tell you is that the song was derived, and the song is dedicated to my mother. And it's a song that I realized that is not the best one for me to perform because I don't tend to make it through it. I tend to cry. I tend to break down in it, because it's very tender. Hold On to Me is about, you know, well, again, it's dedicated to my mom. You know, sometimes we go through things. I'm not going to get too deep into her personal life, but, you know, when, you know, the inevitable happens to us, and I'm going to be careful because I'm getting emotional as I think about the song. So how about you play the song? Because you know I'm sensitive. I don't want to get through. Because I literally thought about what I was saying, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're about to cry, dude. Get over yourself. But
you know,
it's just
you
a
know
very
better than that. Yeah. I'm not going to let you off the hook like that now. Come on.
Oh man. Well, I just got myself back together. it speaks of always, you know, being present, making sure that the person that you love so much knows that regardless of what they're going through, that you are really present and you're there and you can completely lean on me. And my duty is to never let you go, that when you can't win the battle, I'm the soldier here fighting for you through whatever you're going through. You know, it could be meant for any type of relationship, you know, a mother to a child, you know, a parent to their child, or your spouse, anybody, your best friend. I totally thought about my mother when I wrote the song, you know, because, you know, as we get older, we shift and we change, you know, even myself, you know, and we know that the inevitable will happen to us. One day we will leave. And sometimes you don't want to leave, or you don't want to ever think about the death of a parent or death of a child or anybody. And my mother's not dead. So thank God. And it's nothing bad. It's just me. I'm a sentimental type of guy. And I thought about, you know, I don't know what I would do. How would I really function? And I wanted that no matter what happened, that she knew that I love her unconditionally through it all, and that I'm really standing for her through it all. And again, and I mean that for several people, but this is definitely dedicated to my mother. So that's what Hold On to Me is really about. It is for my mother. And I love her. She's a queen and she's amazing. And I've seen her go through some things, and she's very, very resilient through it all. And she's like a champion, a queen. And you know, I put the crown on her head because she has shown through it all, through our good and bad times, that she's still there. And I want her to know that you can hold on to me through it all. I'm here.
Yes, Lord. So it is written. So it shall be done. Let's get into it. One of the wonderful, splendid tracks.
Thank you.
Of course, Let's Make Love. Cleveland P. Jones with Hold On to Me, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. So family, just FYI, I got something very special for you, always unique and uplifting. You can get a signed autographed album, yeah, copy of the new album, Let's Make Love from Cleveland. Of course, I want you to get a little pen, pencil, lipstick, whatever you need to do, to write it down. All you have to do is use your delicate fingers and type in clevelandpjones.square.site/product. Let's Make Love. Get there and get you an autographed copy of Let's Make Love. No need for fear. The teddy bear is going to give some more pertinent information to make sure you get your hands on this album. You know, what I find incredible and also refreshing is that you have found ways to challenge yourself as an artist. And I think a lot of times artists get, they become fearful when they have already established a quote-unquote fan base and they have expectations for you to, hey, I need to hear another Ace of Hearts. And you say, you know what, I'm going to another level. I just want you to ride with me. Can you ride with me while I take you on my own personal journey? It's going to be better than what I took you through before. So the feedback has been incredible. The love and support that you've received, what has it meant to you overall as an artist?
Wow. I have to say, as I express on video, as I'm expressing to you right now, as I feel it, like, and I'm going to say, I literally tried to hold in tears as I was to hold on to me. So anyway, because it's that sentimental to me, but it's overwhelming. The response is overwhelming, and I'm grateful. That's the word. That's the word. I'm grateful because I know the journey unlike you do, you know, but when you take some time to listen to the actual lyrical content, to the aching in the voice or whatever you may call it, you will know that it was a real moment. So thank you for being with me and allow me to, you know, be authentically Cleveland in the moment. So thank you.
It's okay. Like I told you before, brother, it's all right to feel that way, because at the end of the day, real music lovers who respect real artistry, they fall in love with artists who are not fearful to show their transparency. And I think that's one of the strongest obstacles that is missing right now in today's music industry. There's no level of connection anymore. There's no level of being able to relate to people saying, you know what, I see this man or woman singing about something that's near and dear to my heart because we're going through the same thing. I lost my mother back in 1989, and there's not a single day that does not go by that I don't feel her presence. Mm. So for you to have your mother still in your presence,
she's here, and
she's
great.
Absolutely, convey that love and showing that level of emotion. That's a beautiful experience, man. And
It's a toughie though. It's a toughie. It's a toughie. Like you know, as I talk to you, my mind races and thinking, Cleve, you're on an actual live radio interview, and this is not what you had planned. You know, but ultimately, you know, I'll suck it up and get myself back together. But it's just a real thing. I don't take my life, I don't take my gifting for granted. I don't take my mother, I don't take my Cleavers, I don't take you for granted. And by all means, I learned to not take myself for granted, because it's so easy to lend yourself so much to others and forget self. And I had to remember to say, Cleve, it's not selfish, it's self-care. So I just take this thing seriously. And even in one of my songs, the song Only Human, it says, you know, we ain't got long to stay here. I've heard that many a times from like spirituals, you know, ain't got long to stay here. And I tagged that line in that particular song, Only Human, because it's just a reminder that, you know, we're all on borrowed time. So why not love? Why not let's make love instead of all the hate, all this stuff? So,
without question. Like the Winans once said, ain't no need to worry what the night is going to bring.
Right, what it's going to bring. It'll be all over in the morning.
It'll be all over in the morning.
One of my favorite songs ever. Yes, with Anita Baker, what a song. What a message. Yes, absolutely.
Without question. Now, I've got to ask, a person that we never had an opportunity to bring up in our last conversation. I know that you have a very unique and very special relationship with your sister. How have you been able to cultivate that kind of brother and sister relationship, love and receive that kind of support and love, unconditional love from her through your journey through music, man, and really supporting you?
Wow. Okay, I'm going to say this first before I get too deep into it. I swear someone told you what to say. Because you did. Okay. So for you and listen, I adore, love my sister. We don't talk that much. I wish we did. Why would you do this? Because it's like, this takes me back to like the emotional cry place. and I don't want to go back there right now. Let's just say I love my sister dearly, and I'm going to just put in this space. I love my sister dearly, and she's there. She's a rock. And go to the next question.
It's all right, man. It's all right. Like I said, you know, anyone can do a mundane interview, but you know me by now, Cleveland.
Listen, people, who are listening, do not judge me. I'm just, this is a real moment. Hey, I love my family. I do.
You're not,
they make me cry. I love them.
You're not being judged, man. My whole thing is that I come from a time period in music where it was about the artists. It was about the music. It, what it meant to that artist to express their thought process when they were working on their masterpiece. It's like Salvador Dali, man. He's creating.
Yeah.
He's thinking about emotions.
Genius.
He just knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? And that's the beautiful thing about being true to this artistic live. So I appreciate you sharing your feelings and your emotions.
Man,
I swear you do.
I'm gonna get you though, because you did that the last time. You know, you did it the first time. I'm like, why is he digging this deep? Why is he doing this? But it's good. And yes, I mean, it's what people are getting. It's authentically me. You know, I'm strong. You know, but I love so hard. I love very hard. That's even one of the lyric in my song, Be Kind. It says, you know, what does it say? I'm a sensitive soul, girl. It's so easy to break my heart, but not because I'm weak, but because I love so hard, you know? So it's that thing. It's like I love very hard, and that's why I'm very, very guarded about how many people, or rather who I allow to get into my space. Because you get the fullness of me, you know, you get the sensitive, the emotional, the funny guy, the strong guy, the guy who's highly critical of himself, the guy who wants to know and make sure that you are okay. I'm way more concerned about making sure everybody knows that they're loved than sometimes I take care of myself. And now I'm finally learning to do both of them, you know, take better care of Cleveland and still take care of you too, but take better care of me. So it's a journey. And I'm doing it.
Well, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's about the journey.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to allow yourself to give unconditional love and be supportive to so many people, but it's even more special when you allow yourself to be loved, when you allow other people to show that same kind of kindred spirit with you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
And I got to say, I'm glad you brought that up. That is not the easiest thing for me. I am so accustomed to being the giver of love. And sometimes it's hard for me to receive. So I'm learning that too, to be able to receive the love. And that's why you see those videos of me saying, thank you so much. This is most humbling, because it is. Because when you see someone pouring back into you, which is the thing you would have done. And even to even to a lot of the artists out there, I do take the moment, because my mind. And so for those who always wonder, why does Cleveland share all these other artists and support them? There's nothing contrived about that. It's because my mind says this: oh my gosh, we're all trying to make it.
Oh, yeah.
We're all trying to get there. And so my little share, my little acknowledgement of it could be something different. It took it someplace where it wasn't, you know, and that's how I view it. So, you know, we're all trying to get there. We're all trying to get there. And I believe, you know, do your part and don't be selfish in it. You know, I can't see receiving blessings when I'm not blessing someone else. So, and also when I am putting it out there, I don't have the expectation for the share, the like, the purchase. I'm saying thank you. And I'm going to tell you this. When I went to go look at the people who were purchasing the album, I was stunned. I had moments and I was like, oh man, this is wow. Wow, you did. Wow. You know, it's amazing from every single person. And then you'll see a particular person. You're like, really? Wow. Whoa. Wow. It just gives you extra warm fuzzies, you know? So, I'm blessed, and I'm walking in that blessing, you know, and no one's going to stop that.
Without question.
Myself included. Yeah.
Hey, music has no color lines, man. It touches
not at all. Not one.
All walks of life, man. If it's real,
people
find it. And what I'm here to do is help share the great news, friends, countrymen, lend me your soulful ears. Be sure to catch up with Quentin on his various social media website at Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/Cleveland P. Jones. Also at his official website at artistcard.com/Cleveland P. Jones, and also on Facebook. Lord have mercy. Now, I got to ask, I've already given the information as far as you can get an autograph copy of the album. When will it officially be ready for digital release? Everybody can go to the various social media outlets.
Right now it is actually for pre-order. If you like to get it now, you won't, I guess, hear it now. I'm not sure, but it went live on Saturday, which was March 7th, but it will be available officially for purchase at on March 27th, the very, very last Friday of this month. It will be available for purchase. So I'm really excited about that. So you can hear it in its fullness. I'm going to say this, that it's a little churchy. It's a little country. It's all soulful. It's all heart. I'm proud of it because I stuck to my guns and I didn't allow anyone to infiltrate that and say, why did you do it this way? So when you hear it, you hear what I decided was okay and that I was at peace with. So I didn't have someone to direct my mind and say, well, don't put that on there. So everything you're hearing is 100% my decision. And I'm proud of that because it's easy to get caught into what's next, what's new, and, you know, kind of follow the pattern of what we think radio is listening to. And I did tell myself, this is not probably a radio album. I said, why not get, and I'm going to speak this into existence while I have this small, this moment, not small, but this platform. My goal for this entire album was really not to release it as an album. The goal was to take each song and see what song, or if any and all of the songs, would ever get placed into TV and film. So I was looking into placements, like how do I get involved in placements? And that's my new search, is to get into placements. But yet and again, people have shown me that they're willing to listen to what this country boy from South Carolina pour out his heart and say what he needs to say and sing as his heart knows to sing and listen. And I just want to give a huge shout out again to everybody who's been supporting this whole movement for me. Thank you so much. And while I'm saying that, the Cleavers, to you, let's make love. Like, let's really share that love and stop. I mean, we already know, we see what's going on. This everything is being televised. They said the revolution will not be televised. Well, it is now. We see it happening. Let's make love because we can do that. We can shift. We can change. Be a part of the good change, not the bad change. That's all. We can do it.
It's funny. It reminds me of the album that Stevie Wonder once released called Conversation. Peace. And I find that rather apropos in today's society where conversation is non-existent, truth is meaningless, we allow greed and other whimsical things take priority over love, unity, compassion, understanding, and relatability. So I mean, but it's okay, no need to. That's why the teddy bear is here. And we got a second track from the new album, of course, Let's Make Love, with Homage featuring Brandon A. Thomas. Tell the listeners out there about that particular single.
Oh my gosh. So I didn't, and I know this is kind of blasphemous to some people, but I'm going to say this. I listened to Prince, right? And I love Prince music. But I didn't get engulfed in Prince music. So I was, but then it was something about not his death, but just watching this man evolve throughout time. You know, there are many greats, and I'm fans of many amazing artists out here, you know, past and future, and present. But it was something about Prince that just like rung out to me. When I remember seeing him put Slave on his face, it kind of did something to me. And I was like, wow, he's really not afraid to call out the system for what it's doing, you know, and particularly the music industry itself for what it's doing to its artists, how 360 deals are not the best deals, how, you know, it's easy, even even streaming services, they're beneficial, but beneficial for some, like, you know, it shifted the pay grade scale of how people get paid. And it's rougher, it's tougher. to survive as an artist with these new digital streaming platforms. So again, it's still good. It's great exposure, but how do you? But you also can, if you're not, you know, doing, I guess, 5 million times the work, you know, you kind of get lost into the current of things. And again, this is only strictly Cleveland Jones, my opinion, not the masses. So I'm very clear. So that's my disclaimer. I see it that way, not to say that's how you see it. But I listen to.
No, I was just going to say, now, if you're going to let the cat out the bag, are we going down? We're going down. We're going to go down. We're going to go down the rabbit hole. Let's go all the
way. I'm not
going to
go down. We looked down the rabbit hole, but we're not going down the rabbit hole. Okay, we see it. We peeked inside. Okay, we saw that it exists, but we are not going down the rabbit hole. Not right now. But ultimately, it's. I know. Listen, I know who I'm talking to. That's why I'm like, whoa, wait. I'm clear. And thank you again for the openness, the honesty of this platform that you have. Thank you. But at the end of the day, I look at someone like Prince, and that's where the song kind of comes in. I was like, wow, when he passed away, I didn't know that I was going to have that feeling. Like, I see everybody pouring out with everything purple, and I was like, okay. But then something about him passing, it affected me, like, harshly. It hurt me. Like, it hurt for real, and I'm thinking, something's not clicking right here. And that's why the song is titled Homage. So it is not a Prince tune, but it was literally me sitting down producing a track, and then I of course I use a MIDI thing to make the guitar track, and I literally reached out to Brandon Thomas, who's amazing, who plays with so many people, Kenny Lattimore, Leon Bridges, you name them, he's been out there doing it, and I said to him, I said, hey, how much can I pay you to recreate this guitar part, this guitar, you know, movement? And he says, you know, let's send it to me, and I did. And like what he did was just ridiculous, phenomenal. And of course, it has put me in the vibe of, I didn't think, well, would Prince have written this? Maybe he would have, but I wrote Cleveland. And it was weird for me because I wrote the song as a solo, and something said, well, just put three-part harmony. Let's make three-part harmony. So I never did that throughout a song. So I literally made it a trio of vocals with, again, the amazing Brandon A. Thomas doing his guitar riffs and throughout the song, and it's just, this is what it is. And it talks about, basically, it's can we just love? And again, if you listen to it, all the tracks throughout Let's Make Love, they're different, but they're all linked together. Love is the common thread. So this is what this is about. But yeah, it is an homage to Prince, if anyone was wondering. Again, not to fit him, but my way of saying, sir, thank you. Thank you for what you've done, for your influence. Yeah. So that's what it's about.
No, right? Let's get into it. Homage from Cleveland P. Jones, of course, featuring Brandon A. Thomas, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Deep.
featuring Brendan A. Thomas here in the Zone, Novello TOPO. And remember, family, be sure to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Cleveland's official website. That's at artistcard.com/Cleveland P. Jones. And also make sure you support him on his Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at Cleveland P. Jones. And the album will be available, digitally released, available to all media outlets on March the 27th. Definitely be a beautiful thing. Oh, and how much, if I foolishly forget, I forgot. As my program, like, don't forget. Oh, yeah. And remember, family, be sure, if you want an official, of course, an official signed Cleveland P. Jones album, of course, let's make love. Be sure to stop by his Instagram page to get all the necessary information. It'll give you a link, provide you a link where you can go and get that album and get an autographed copy. That's at Instagram.com/Cleveland P. Jones. Brother, it's been an honor to have you back on the show. You know, this
such
is your
an
home.
Honor. This is
whatever
home. Man, if you can get me to cry on live air, this is home. I was like, why? But yeah. Thank you for the truth, the vulnerability, the honesty, the love, the care. Thank you for allowing openness here. So thank you. It feels like home. It totally feels
Amen.
Like home.
Like you once said, give a damn, Lord have mercy.
Yes, Lord have mercy. Listen, I was telling somebody, I said, Teddy Bear, I always said, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. That is classic. Oh, gosh.
Man, be safe out there, man. Oh,
yes, sir.
One more thing before I let you go, please. I want to applaud you, man. For a lot of you who may not know, and Cleveland shared this with me the last time he was on air, that, man, he is eating more healthier. He's pushed
yeah.
the sweet to the side.
Oh, man. I feel baked, though. Yeah. Man, yes. Okay, can we go there? Okay. That I had a health scare, and I was diagnosed with diabetes, and I kind of thought that it's in my family, and I thought it was going to be something that was kind of going to skip me over, and it was like, yeah, I got you now. But it did get me. I'm going to say that. I shifted and turned it around, and yes, I have little moments here and there, but ultimately I take so much – I'm very cautious of what I'm putting inside my body, and I'm nobody's dietitian. I didn't run directly for – the medicines that were prescribed to me, I said, no, holistically, something's got to happen. So Cleveland, you have to discipline yourself, particularly on your intake. My favorite thing was a good, strong Sprite soda. it was sugar and it was the fizz, and I liked the burn of the fizz.
Right.
And I've now shifted to, hey, you can still keep the fizz and the burn, but you got to let the sugar go. So carbonated water became my new thing. So it kept me away from certain things. So, you know, instead of running for, because I still have my piece of cake every now and again, I still learn to enjoy, but also just cut as many carbs as you can, you know, find ways. I'm so much better, and I make better decisions, and because I want to live longer, and I want to be a better example that, you know, everything doesn't have to result in amputations or losing of eyesight. You know, we don't know what the today holds, but if I could be an advocate for anyone, if you want to, you know, be better, you can be better, but it truly starts in your mindset. How do you feel about yourself, and how do you execute without having to always lean on something to do it, because you have the power to do it yourself, and I'm a witness to that. And again, let me be clear, I don't get it right all the time, but I'm way better than I was. Okay, so you know, I have my moment. Like I literally baked the cake yesterday. Let me be honest. Just because I bake it, I always call my friends. They come get this out of my house. Come get it. But yes, thank you for bringing that to the forefront, because people need to understand that, you know, in turn, I know that we're here, we're living creatures, and yes, some of us do get sick and things happen, but it starts in your mind. How do you feel about yourself? How do you want to shift, yourself, heal yourself through yourself, you know, but you got to be willing to let go of things that are not good for you. And again, I don't get it right all the time, but I'm way better than I was before. So I'm grateful. And thank you for the platform of speaking on that, too. I appreciate that.
No problem. Someone once said to me, never let your scars become the determining factor of whether or not you succeed in life. It's all the reason to conquer your dreams. Believe. Cleveland P. Jones, Esquire.
That was my statement way back then on Yahoo. Man, you are pulling out all. It's like you did some secret investigation. Like, yo, I'm a catch him on that one. You caught me a lot today. Like, I was like, yo. So
that's what I do.
You do well. This is great.
Well, thank you, my brother. Hey, you keep doing what you're doing. You have a lot of love.
I promise I will.
A lot of supportive people out there.
Yes.
I don't like using fans. I would say family members, man.
The family. My McCleavers. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, you got to do me a favor. Got to do me a favor when you get an opportunity. Please, when you get an opportunity to give your sister a hug or tell her hello, please send a teddy bear my humble regards to her, okay?
I will do that. I will do that.
Right. I'm going to hold you to it. All right.
Got my word. Absolutely.
All right. Very talented Cleveland P. Jones here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy. You got to take a little quick 2 and 2. You got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss, even when you're vibing here in the zone. But while I got you comfy and cozy, safe and sound, I'm going to take you back to some Chris Mayfield and Linda Crawford. Lord have mercy. Baby and I.
Well, here we are.
Yes, Lord.
It's kind of nice, though, like this. A very special treat, you know.
Between you, baby, and me, love, I can't believe. Feeling you're so sweet, honey, delicious. All our world is true, true. You're so nice, a lot of talent. I like it. Smooth and serious. And I can be persuaded. I truly, truly, truly adore you. How I adore you. Take me in a precious way. Precious way. Make all the stars glow from our eyes. All the treasure, pleasure, emotion, love's emotion. Nothing to lose but a try.
I try you, baby. It's like dancing when romancing with you, love. Get down, get down, and move all around.
Swaying, swaying, swaying. Embrace me,
embrace me,
please embrace me. We two just getting down.
Get down for me, baby.
You and me, babe.
between us, just between us. Make all the stars glow from my eyes. All the treasure, pleasure, emotion, love, sweet emotion. There's nothing to lose.
Between you, baby, and me, love.
Between you and me,
I can't believe this feeling.
I want you to believe it.
You're so sweet, sweet, honey, delicious. Baby, all our world is true. Mama,
dancing, romancing,
get down for me, baby, baby.
Just embrace me one more time.
You know I want a baby.
Ooh, freedom, baby.
You know I need to, baby.
Oh, my love.
All our world is true. It's true.
Yeah. go so long.
Take it back just a little bit. Chris Turner, in the way, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to Cleveland P. Jones. Thank you, brother, for joining us. And remember, family, the new album, Let's Make Love, will be digitally available on March the 27th. But in the meantime, you can pre-order the album on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like a little bit more adventures, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Lord have mercy. And also, to get the latest updates, be sure you stop by Cleveland's official website. That's at clevelandpjones.square.site. Product, Let's Make Love. That's for an autographed album, of course. And also at artistcard.com/Cleveland P. Jones. Lord have mercy. Oh, won't you join the Teddy Bear? I'll be back on live. It's coming Thursday, my goodness, March the 12th, as we welcome the incredibly talented Michelle Cash with a new hit single, Personal Jesus. And right now, number 8 on the Billboard dance charts, Lord have mercy. That's at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Get all the latest updates. Stop by our Instagram page at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio. And last but certainly not least, on Facebook at Facebook.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. The Teddy Bear's got you covered. All you got to do is pull up that app on your phone on iHeartRadio, Apple, and also on Spotify. Type in LOTL. The Zone. And be sure while you're there, subscribe, because you don't want to miss any of our captivating interviews. Lord, well, it's that time. It's time I get back in my spaceship and head back to the chocolate Milky Way on the other side of the moon. But until we meet again, same place, same channel, here to bring you some therapeutic music. As always, we want our music shaken, but never stirred. Lord have mercy. Here in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
Oh, that I feel for you, girl. the only thing that I can do is to show you. You keep